Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. So we should give him the praise every opportunity that we have. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is nobody like him. Hallelujah. Nobody like him. Hallelujah. Nobody like him. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise him, Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when we're weak, hallelujah, he is good. Hallelujah. We serve a God that can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that is within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my spirit is happy on this morning. Hallelujah. There's been a stirring up in my soul. Hallelujah. Since all weekend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I got a word for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you and I praise him. Hallelujah. For his faithfulness to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our scripture this morning, we will be coming from St. Luke 7, 36 to 50. Please stand in the hearing and reading of his word. And I'm going to read it in its entirety. Luke 7, 36 to 50. Then, I will be reading from the New King James Version. Then, one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. The International Standard Version called her a notorious sinner. The Living Bible called her a woman of the streets. The Message Bible called her a woman of the village, a harlot. And the New Living Translation called her a certain immoral woman. She was a bad mamma jamma. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love me more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the gift of your word. I ask for your anointing right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it rain down on us, oh God. Anoint your word that it will speak to us and encourage our hearts. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The fragrance of repentance. The fragrance of repentance is forgiveness. This morning, we're going to talk about a story I'm sure we've all read or heard about. Lately, I've conversed with several people who felt their sins were unforgivable. They've been carrying this baggage of unworthiness and shame, allowing people who knew about their past lifestyle to burden them down, and them letting regrets take residence in their head. We all know that the devil comes to rob, steal, and destroy. Amen? That's why it's so important for us to know the word for ourselves, because you may not always feel worthy of forgiveness, but God promised. His promised word reminds us in Romans 8:5-8, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Not sure when, but one day a song Cece Winans and our very own Sister Barbara sings, The Alabaster Box. When I heard the lyrics, there's no place for her kind, and you don't know the cost, those words ministered to my heart. That led me to start studying this alabaster box story. I had no idea that my personal study time on forgiveness would have me sharing with you today, but God. The story of Jesus and the woman with the alabaster box appears in all four Gospels, and the writers give their own description of the same events. My Bible describes two incidents that are very similar. Both women had an alabaster box to anoint Jesus while he was sitting down at meal. Mary of Bethany was the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Mary anointed Jesus' body days before the crucifixion. And in return, Jesus blessed Mary for her amazing faith. You see, Mary, unlike the disciples, was listening to Jesus as she followed him and believed what he said about him dying and raising from the dead. She trusted him. She trusted him. She had already witnessed her brother Lazarus die and raise from the dead. Reverend Norm preached a sermon, Do You Believe?, about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus a couple of Sundays ago. Mary believed in the power of Jesus to do what might seem impossible. She believed even though she was confused. Mary's faith is an indicator of the faith that every believer should have. Amen. The other woman with the alabaster box was known as a sinner, the unknown person. She was living a sinful life. She was an outcast from society. I wondered why this woman did not have a name. Could it possibly be she represents us? This woman was said to be a woman of the night, perhaps a prostitute. Does this mean that her promiscuous ways separated her sin from other sinners? Christians, nobody here in Taylor Tabernacle, I'm sure, have a tendency to put sin in categories. You see, God sees our little white lies, our fake smiles, and gossipy tongues as sin. So, why is this nameless woman's sinful lifestyle any different from you and I? This sinner woman lived a life full of sin, And she's going to show us how to empty our alabaster box. She's going to show us how to worship with a genuine heart, and that our worship can happen anywhere. This unknown woman is going to make us aware of how Christians frown upon Christians, just as the Pharisees, scribes, and rabbis, who thought they lived a sinless, who thought they could live sinless if they kept the 600 plus laws of the Torah. They failed to realize that we all struggle, and no one is without sin except for Jesus. Apostle Paul said in Romans 3:23, that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. But if it wasn't for God's grace, hallelujah, his unmerited favor, and how he blesses us even though we don't deserve it, we'd be lost. Repentance and asking for forgiveness shows us God's unconditional love for us. Amen. Hallelujah. God sent his only son to die for us to cover multitudes of sin. That's when his mercy steps in to not punish us for our sins we've committed. Thank God for his grace and mercy. Thank him for his grace and mercy. Thank him for his grace and mercy. It walks with us daily. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even if people don't believe in your repentance, it's okay. God sees your sincere and genuine heart. Only God can love you in your mess. Only he can do that. Doesn't he say, come as you are? John 3:6-37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will in no wise, no wise cast out. Hallelujah. And the Amplified Bible says in Philippians 1:6, I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he, Jesus, who began a good work in you, will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Jesus Christ returns. Amen. Amen. You see, it's okay to be okay. It's okay to be okay. God loves you, and that's all that should matter. Even in your turmoil, Christians do have trials, but we have access to a peace that surpasses our understanding, and the word will guard our hearts in the process of waiting on him to complete the work in us. Hallelujah. So present all your requests, all your dirty laundry, all that dirty, dirty stuff, hallelujah, to God. Hallelujah. It allows his peace to work on your behalf. People don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Amen. Let's turn our attention back to verse 36. One of the Pharisees, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version this time. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. I'm going to try and dissect each of these verses so we all can leave here with empty alabaster boxes. So just bear with me. Bear with me for a little while. Amen. Jesus was invited by a Pharisee named Simon to dine with him at his house. It was considered an honor to host a visiting teacher. This verse left me with a couple of questions. Could Simon have been the leper Jesus healed a couple chapters earlier? Why did Simon invite Jesus to dinner? Maybe because Jesus healed him. And one more. Did Simon know this sinner woman because he too was an outcast? And we'll find out a little later about that. Hospitality was a strong value. A basin was given to the guests to wash the dust from the road off their feet. Scented olive oil was sometimes offered to anoint the guest's hair, and the guests were greeted with a kiss. Simon the Pharisee and host offered nothing to Jesus, who was the honored guest. Jesus was reclined at a low table. The Jewish custom of eating was to sit cross-legged on the floor with your left elbow resting on the table and eating with your right hand. Your body would be stretched out and your feet exposed. I'd say they were pretty comfortable. As a child in my mama's house, the Davis law was never to put your elbows on a table or else. But Jesus used every opportunity available to witness, even if it meant dining with the Pharisees. Amen. Verse 37. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, bought an alabaster flask of anointment. This sinful woman had heard Jesus was at the house. Did y'all hear me? She heard that Jesus was at the house. She was broken, battered, humiliated, and her spirit was wounded. But she waited patiently because she needed God's mercy. I believe in her waiting, she began to realize just how much she needed God. You know those times when you can't wait to get into the house of God? Because you need him so much. You've been beat up on all week. Talked about, spit upon, crazy stuff, work, everything. The weight of the world is on your shoulders. Hallelujah. You barely making it in. But if you can just touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Just touch the hem of his garment, or just get in here to sit in a pew. Hallelujah. Everything will be all right. I know when the Lord is present, yokes are broken. Hallelujah. His anointing breaks yokes. Hallelujah. When the Lord is in the house, hallelujah, his anointing breaks yokes. The closer she got, the more desperate she became. Desperation overcame her. And at this point, all you need to do is surrender. That's it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Sometimes my tears of gratitude flow because he's been so good to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His presence causes tears of sorrow because of my forgiven sins. Hallelujah. His presence should cause you to fall on your knees and worship him every opportunity that you get. Hallelujah. We owe that to him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 38. Now when the Pharisees who invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. This woman's tears were dropping on Jesus' feet. I'm imagining brown wet marks from the dust on his feet, all her tears of guilt and shame because of her lifestyle. She laid them at his feet and began to wipe them. Wipe his feet with her hair. You know a woman's hair is her glory. 1 Corinthians 11:15 says, but if a woman has long hair, it's her glory. Letting your hair down in public was shameful, but this sinful woman didn't care who was watching or what they thought. She was desperate. She was desperate. Hallelujah. I'm sure she knew, of Jesus' healing miracles, and she wanted to be set free. Hallelujah. Remember, she heard he was at the house. She went. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you are desperate, you go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't sit home. You don't pout and let the devil just talk to you. Hallelujah. And tell you all this stuff, crazy stuff. You get to the house of the Lord and you find a sister or a brother that can encourage your heart to lift your spirits up. Hallelujah. This was a sinner woman, and she heard that Jesus was in the house. Hallelujah. So she made her way to the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Society had already rejected her. She had nothing to lose. Jesus was her hope. She then began to kiss Jesus' dirt-covered feet. Now, that's love. Because sometimes I look at Kirby's feet, and I love my hubby, but no thank you. Amen. Love you. It was custom. Amen, amen, amen. It was custom to kiss a man's hand, cheek, or the hem of his garment, but deep reverence to kiss the feet of a leading rabbi. Then she began to pour scented oil from her alabaster box, the same oil she used for her services. She was pouring out all her pain and hurt, abuse, neglect, disappointment, humility, and shame. But what she didn't realize was she was being filled with the Word of God at his feet. Glory be to God. She was pouring out, and God was pouring into her. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The alabaster is a strong, dense stone which was used to hold expensive and precious perfume oils. This jar was probably her life savings, all she had of worth, but she broke it at his feet. This sinful woman didn't hold back. Her lifestyle of bad choices, shame, guilt, and humiliation was poured out at Jesus' feet. Breaking that box was her way of breaking her past. You see, we don't know the pain or the cost of others' alabaster boxes. That's why we should rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. When a person that was walking in darkness has come to the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should be happy. Hallelujah. And rejoice with them and encourage them. Hallelujah. The oil breaks strongholds. Hallelujah. The oil breaks strongholds. Hallelujah. The oil breaks strongholds. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's another sermon. Amen. Hallelujah. But the oil breaks strongholds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus knew her brokenness. She threw herself completely at his feet. The Pharisees were outraged and despised Jesus for allowing this woman to touch her. Hallelujah. Verse 39. Now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, if this man were a prophet, the nerve, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. Simon acknowledged Jesus as a teacher, but doubts that Jesus was a prophet, because Simon felt Jesus should have discerned that this woman had a sinful life. Discerning of spirits was a part of the prophetic office. Her very touch was unclean, but for Jewish women to keep the law being pure was kind of impossible. Why? The female anatomy alone. Menstruation, childbirth, I guess we can blame Eve, we blame her for everything else, kind of exempt them from achieving being pure, sinless, or holy. I'm still trying to figure out why childbirth was a sin and women were impure for several weeks. Maybe because of the blood during the birth. I don't know. That's more study time in Leviticus. But God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us for all unrighteousness. Thank God for his shed blood. It never loses its power. Amen. The Jewish law have 600 plus commandments to obey, and Christians struggle with forgiving and loving one another. I thank God for the new covenant. God knew that we weren't able to keep the laws. That's why he sent his son to die for us. Amen. Remember, I had stated earlier whether or not Simon knew the sinner woman. You see, Simon was a leper, and lepers were an outcast. It's not clear if he was a social leper or he had leprosy, but they were considered unclean in the Jewish culture. Lepers were sinners under the law because of their impure condition. We need to thank God every second for his shed blood, for our sins, because we have something in us that is unclean. Hallelujah. Simon was a hypocrite. Jesus had healed him. Never forget your deliverance. Never forget your deliverance. Hallelujah. Because in the eyes of Jesus, both Simon and that woman are sinful, unclean, and impure. But her humility and repentance allowed Jesus to wrap his loving arms around him, around her, and set her free from her past. Amen. Verse 40-43. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, say it, teacher. A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. He canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, you have judged rightly. All knowing Jesus heard. Did you hear me? Prophet Jesus. He heard Simon's thoughts. Jesus used a parable story to make a point. Remember when Reverend Norm had told us how sarcastic Jesus can be? Simon didn't realize he was being set up right then and there. God forgave both debtors in this story. God represents being the lender. The sinner is the woman with the big debt. And the pure and holy Simon, the little debt, I suppose. Simon felt he was better off than the woman because his debt was smaller. But they both couldn't pay the debt. Small sin or big sin, they were equal in God's eyes. Hallelujah. And God was equally willing to forgive both debts. We have no right to judge or condemn each other. We all have sinned. We all have sinned. Sin is sin, period. As the young people say, period. I don't know if y'all know about that, but they know what I'm talking about. Verse 44-46. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Simon could not see this woman's worship. All he saw was a prostitute. But Jesus saw her. He saw her past. He saw her future. And he saw her worship. We have no right to judge and condemn each other because we all have fallen short in God's eyes. Amen? Amen. Jesus was given no water for his feet and no kiss, but this sinful woman graced his feet with her tears and anointed his feet from her alabaster box. Amen. Verse 47 to 48. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who was forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Because she loved much, all of her sins were forgiven. All of her past sins were forgiven. All of her sins were forgiven. All. All. Our sins are not forgiven because we love God, but we love God because they are forgiven. I'm going to say that again. Our sins are not forgiven because we love God, but we love God because they are forgiven. God's grace through faith is what saves us, not our acts of love and generosity. You could be the nicest person in the world, and you can give as much money as you want. But if you don't know Jesus and you haven't repented for your sins, wouldn't want to be you. This woman demonstrated faith, and Jesus honored her. Reverend Cureton has stated a couple Fridays ago that all sin is separation from God. And all God wants is fellowship with us. Then he turned around and said on last Sunday, repent at Jesus' feet. Hallelujah. All three deacons in this house were confirming my message to you today. They each touched on something that I was studying about. And it just kind of helped clear it up a little. If I ran into a little problem, they cleared it up. Todd really cleared up some stuff on Friday night. And Bible study, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 49 to 50. Then Jesus, who were at the table with him, began to say among themselves. I'm sorry. Then those who were at the table with him began to say amongst themselves, who is this? Who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Hallelujah. The Pharisees thought only God could forgive sins. What they didn't realize is that Jesus was God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So continue to love God for that sweet aroma of forgiveness through your repentance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Not will be, not might be, are. Your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Not will be, not might, are. Hallelujah. There is forgiveness and there is peace for you when you truly repent. It's time to pour out. It's time to pour out. Hallelujah. It's time to pour out of your alabaster box. Empty all the pain of your past, the guilt, the shame, suicidal thoughts, bitterness, doubts, broken relationships, and bad decisions. Pour out. Hallelujah. Pour out. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Anger, resentment, unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Mental, verbal, and physical abuse. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Bad attitudes. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time to let it go. Hallelujah. Let it go. Hallelujah. God has brought you out of some stuff. Hallelujah. Situations that could have killed you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people didn't make it out. Hallelujah. That last drink. Hallelujah. Or that last pill. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God's mercy. Hallelujah. Is amazing. Hallelujah. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Your praise belongs to God. Hallelujah. Your praise belongs to him. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you just as you are. Hallelujah. He will clean you up. Hallelujah. You tried, you tried, you tried and failed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You tried again. Hallelujah. And again. Hallelujah. But he failed. You failed. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can love you in all of your mess. Hallelujah. He has agape love. Hallelujah. Unconditional love. Hallelujah. It's unconditional love. Hallelujah. And only God can love unconditionally. Hallelujah. We thank him. Hallelujah. That's why you should always have a praise in your heart. Hallelujah. Because he's been good to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I give him the praise. Hallelujah. Every opportunity that I have. Hallelujah. Because the Lord, hallelujah, is so merciful. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His love is immeasurable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's unconditional. Hallelujah. There's nothing you've done or said that you cannot be forgiven for. Hallelujah. Just ask. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the penalty for that sin. Hallelujah. He paid the price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That sin can no longer be held against you. Hallelujah. Stop letting the enemy bump you over your head over and over and over again. Hallelujah. For things that you have already asked God to forgive you for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him and we praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's been good. Hallelujah. He is great. Hallelujah. He's amazing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We should adore him. Hallelujah. At all times. Confess. Hallelujah. Your sins and your faults. Hallelujah. Before the Lord. Hallelujah. He loves you. Hallelujah. Let him complete the work in you. Hallelujah. You can't do it. Hallelujah. I thank him and I praise him, Lord. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Help us to love. Hallelujah. With all our hearts and our soul, and not worry about what people think of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting to a point in my life where I just don't care. Either you love me, you like me, you hate me, whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. I don't care. Hallelujah. Because you don't know what God has done for me. Hallelujah. You don't know what got me to where I am. Hallelujah. You don't know how he healed this body. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Y'all got to fight. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, most merciful God. Woo! Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Do you have faith? Hallelujah. Do you trust him? Hallelujah. 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 He loves you. Trust God to help you turn from your sins. Hallelujah. It's time to press your way back toward God. Press your way. Hallelujah. You got to be desperate. Hallelujah. And stop thinking that you can do it yourself. We can't. We can't do it. We can't. We're not designed. Hallelujah. We're sinful creatures. Hallelujah. We're going to always want to go in the opposite direction. Hallelujah. That's why we need Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we got to stand firm on the word of God. Hallelujah. And we got to trust him. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to trust him blindly. Hallelujah. And just walk. And just walk. And just walk. Hallelujah. It's not easy. It's not easy. Hallelujah. But if you just trust him. Just trust him. It's a blind trust. Just trust him. He's not going to steer you wrong. Hallelujah. It's just time to press your way back and stop allowing the enemy to weigh you down with your stuff. You are saved by God's grace when you have faith in Jesus. You are saved by his grace. We're all sinners. No one in this house is not a sinner. Christ died for us in our sins. Repent and ask for forgiveness. Confess your faults before him. He hears you, and he knows your heart. He hears you. If you ever think that he don't, you're so wrong. When you pray and talk to him with a sincere and genuine heart, he hears you. The good, the bad, the ugly, he hears. Be desperate. Sometimes it takes desperation. But if that's what it takes to get you to where Jesus wants you, get there. Be desperate. Just like Jesus saw the sinner woman's heart, he sees yours. You're no different. Hallelujah. I thank him this morning for his word. Amen. I hope your hearts were blessed. Amen. Hallelujah.